blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 6, 22 to 29. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 6, verse 22 to 29. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." My theme for reflection is seeking Christ for who he is, not just what he gives. Seeking Christ for who he is, not just what he gives. Someone once joked that many of us treat God like a mobile phone charger. We only go looking for him when our battery is low. The moment life feels full again, we quietly unplug and move on. It is a humorous thought, but also an uncomfortably honest one. It raises a deeper question. Are we truly seeking God, or are we simply seeking what God can give us? In John 6, 22 to 29, we find a crowd doing exactly that. They cross the Sea of Galilee searching for Jesus, but their pursuit is not as spiritual as it appears. Just the day before, Jesus had miraculously fed thousands with bread and fish. Now they are back, not because they recognized him as the Son of God, but because they remembered the meal. Jesus, with striking clarity, exposes their motive. "You seek me because you ate of the loaves and were filled." He reveals a timeless truth. God is not deceived by outward pursuit. He sees the heart behind it. This moment comes at a turning point in Jesus' ministry. The miracle of feeding the multitude echoes the story of manna in the wilderness, where God sustained Israel physically. Yet Jesus redirects their attention from temporary provision to eternal reality. He calls them away from laboring for food that perishes towards seeking food that endures to eternal life. In doing so, he challenges not only their expectations, but their entire understanding of what it means to follow God. For Christian people today, especially during Lent, this passage invites deep self-examination. Lent is not merely about giving things up. It is about reordering our desires. In a world driven by consumption, achievement, and immediate satisfaction, it is easy to reduce faith to a transaction, praying for blessings, seeking solutions, or turning to God only in moments of need. Yet Jesus calls us beyond this shallow engagement into a relationship rooted in trust and belief. St. Augustine of Hippo captures this longing beautifully. "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." The crowd in John 6 was restless. but they misdiagnosed their hunger. They thought they needed bread. In truth, they needed Christ, and so do we. Scripture confirms this deeper perspective. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus teaches, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The order matters. When we pursue God for who he is, not merely for what he gives, our lives begin to find their proper center. A simple story illustrates this. A young professional prayed constantly for success in his career. When promotion finally came, his prayer life faded. Months later, overwhelmed by stress and emptiness, he returned to prayer, not for success this time, but for peace. Gradually, he realized that what he truly needed was not advancement, but alignment with God. His circumstances did not change overnight, but his heart did. He had moved from seeking God's gifts to seeking God himself. This is the invitation of Lent, to move from surface faith to sincere faith, from restless striving to trusting belief. Jesus makes it clear, the work of God is not endless religious effort, but this, that you believe in him whom he has sent. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are you seeking God primarily for what he can give or for who he is? Number two, what perishable things might be quietly competing for your deepest attention and trust? And now our practical exercise for the day. Set aside 10 minutes of intentional prayer, not to ask for anything, but simply to acknowledge God's presence and express your desire to know him more deeply. Gracious God, you know our hearts better than we know ourselves. Forgive us when we seek your gifts more than we seek you. In this Lenten season, draw us deeper into a true relationship with you. Teach us to hunger for what is eternal and to find our rest in Christ, the bread of life. Strengthen our faith, renew our hearts, and lead us into lasting joy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.